Let's read Return to Axis. Max's mission log. We are traveling through space on board the microship Excelsior with our new friends Nock and Seven. We're on a mission to save planet Axis, Nock's home planet, which is running out of power. We need to collect 4 fragments that have been hidden through the Beta Prime galaxy. Together, the fragments form the core of Axis. Only the core will restore power to the planet. It's not easy. A space villain called Badlaw wants power of the core for himself. His army of robotic crews is never far behind us in our last adventure. On planet Moxor, the leader of the Moxorians challenged us to a contest. The winner would get 7 who had been captured and the final fragment. I had to race against a Moxorian champion, Treecop, inside a massive wave. Treecop tried to cheat and fell in the water. I rescued him and they finished the race together. Treecop gave me an energy lasso to say thank you. Now we have all the fragments. We are on our way back to Planet Axis to save the galaxy. Chapter 1. Trust in yourself. There it is at last, said Ant. Planet Axis. Everyone looked at a beautiful green and blue planet on the view screen.
Our mission is almost over, said Tiger.
Not quite, Cass reminded him. We still have to reform the core at the pole of power to save the planet and the galaxy.
I still have to free my parents from bad law, too, Nock said quietly.
He flew the Excelsior down towards planet Axis. As they broke through the clouds, the friends could see the pool of power glittering in the sunlight. They could also see that the pool's energy levels were lower than when they were last there.
Excelsior made a perfect landing. The friends left the ship and grew to normal size. Max looked at the island in the middle of the dwindling pool of power. That was where the core had to be reformed.
We should hurry, Max said.
You must indeed make haste, said a familiar voice.
They turned to see an old Axian carrying a staff.
Arkon, said Nock. I knew you'd be here to help us.
Arkon turned to the pool of power. Energy crackled from his staff. A blue arc appeared over the pool's surface, leading to the island, and gasped.
An energy bridge.
Together, they crossed the bridge and stood at the bottom of the jagged steps. Nock took the 4 fragments from his belt and helped them out to Arkon. Arkon shook his head.
You are the Prince of Axis, Nock. Only you can reform the core, he said.
What if I make a mistake? Whispered Nock.
Trust in yourself, said Arkon.
Nock took a deep breath and climbed the steps. He looked at the fragments from Aqua, Celestin, Cremar, and Moxor. Then he began to slot them together. Finally, Nock placed the core at the very top of the island. Chapter 2. Badlaw returns. Nock rejoined his friends at the bottom of the steps. Then they waited. After a few moments, the core began to glow and hum as if it had come to life. Streams of blue energy fizzed out of it and ran down the rocks and into the pool. Suddenly, the joyful humming of the core was drowned out by another sound. A heavy, clanking, grinding noise. It grew louder every second. The ground shook as a huge black metal ship came into view. Then a green light appeared beside the pool and a figure shimmered out of the haze.
The core is mine. All mine.
It said.
Badlaw, explained Nock. Silence, yelled Badlaw. You think you are so clever, but I worked out how to beat you. I hid my ship on the other side of Axis and waited for you to return. Then all I had to do was sit tight until you put the core back together. You've done all the work for me.
We are not going to let you take the core, Badlaw, said Max. The power of the pool belongs to the people of Axis, not to you.
Is that right? Said Badlaw with a smirk. Well, I'm afraid you can't stop me taking it, not when I have my crawls.
Another green light slimmered and cruel appeared beside Badlaw. He raised his arm ready to fire.
Max and the others put their hands in the air. Cruel army on standby, ready to attack at your command.
Growled Cruel One.
Soon all this lovely power will be flowing up to my destroyer ship. There's nothing you can do. In 1 minute the link to the pool will be ready. All I need to do is press this button.
Badlaw held up a strange-looking device. He looked up greedily at the core, which was still humming and fizzing.
We have to stop him, Kath whispered.
Tell us what to do, Arkon, said Nock. Arkon said nothing and glanced up at the core.
Hang on a second, he said. What's happening?
The energy from the core was fading fast. The blue streams of power were drying up.
What have you done?
Screamed Badlaw.
Is this some kind of trick?
Arkon stepped forward.
It is time for you to be silent, Badlaw, he said. Watch and learn.
Chapter 3, a surprise message. The pool of power began to bubble. A hologram rose from the gurgling energy. It was an image of two familiar figures. Nock ran forwards to the edge of the pool before anyone could stop him.
Mom, Dad, he said.
He looked at them with tears in his eyes. Greeting, my son, said the king. The fact that you are seeing this message means you have found the four fragments and returned to Axis.
Alice, your quest is not complete, said the queen. There is a fifth fragment.
You have only 12 days to find the final fragment, said the king, or the power of the core will be lost forever. Good luck and take care, Nock.
The hologram vanished. Nock cried out, but his parents were gone.
I can't believe the king and queen have managed to keep the fifth fragment a secret from me all this time, he spelled furiously.
What do you mean? Said Nock, whipping around to stare at him.
They're prisoners on my ship,
said Badlaw.
I'm going back to ask them where this fragment is. If they won't tell me, I'm going to blast this miserable little planet into atoms with my destroyer.
You can't do that, cried Kat.
Watch me, said Badlaw.
Badlaw went to press his teleport button to transport him and Cruel One back to their ship.
Cruel One turned to face Badlaw. It gave Max just the chance he'd been waiting for. He quickly reached for his belt and pulled out a flirting rope. It was the energy lasso that Tree Cop had given him on a planet Muxor. Max began to spin it around above his head. Then he threw the lasso forward. With a snap, the lasso whipped over Badlaw and Cruel One. Instantly, an energy cage formed around them, sealing them in.
Go, Max! Yelled Tiger. I knew that lasso would come in useful, said Max. They won't be able to teleport, but I'm not sure how long the cage is going to hold them.
Cruel One was already trying to smash his way free. Chapter 4, A New Plan.
Let us out,
Bad Law yelled. No way, said Nock. The cage was starting to bulge where Cruel One was crashing against it.
We need a new plan and fast, said Cat.
Do you know anything about this fifth fragment, Arkan? Asked Max.
Sadly, such knowledge is not mine, said Arkan, shaking his head. The king and queen did not tell me before they were captured.
We need to get on board Badlaw's ship and rescue my mom and dad, Nock said desperately.
You're right, Nock, said Tiger. But how? Max thought for a minute.
Seven, could you use Badlaw's beaming device to teleport us up there?
I can try, Seven said. He scooped up the device and set to work.
Come on, Seven, Tiger urged him. The bars on the cage were beginning to buckle. They wouldn't hold much longer.
Done, Seven exclaimed. I now have control of the teleport.
Right, time to go, said Max.
Good luck to you all, said Arkan.
Hit the button, Seven, Max yelled.
Suddenly, Cruel One burst out of the energy cage in a huge shower of sparks. Seven slammed his hand down on the button. Green glow fell over the group of friends as the teleport began to beam them up. Just then, Cruel One fired an energy ball. The energy ball hit Seven full on and blasted him out of the teleport beam.
No!
Screamed Nock, but it was too late. He and the others shimmered in the green haze and vanished from the surface of Excess. After that, they saw nothing but darkness.